I'm Mark Bayshore. At the top of our program, in 4 days, Michigan voters will decide whether or not to increase the state sales tax by a cent on the dollar. Proposal 1 would raise just over $1.2 billion, which would, in a couple of years at least, be spent on roads and bridge improvements. But the measure also earmarks about $800 million for areas including education, municipalities, and help for some low-income Michigan residents. Many Prop 1 opponents, like our next guest, feel the measure includes too much spending in areas besides infrastructure. Paul Mitchell's organization, the Say No to Higher Taxes Group, calls the measure a special interest, backroom, deal-making hodgepodge. Mr. Mitchell is a business owner from Saginaw County who also serves as chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition of Michigan and has served as the finance chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. We welcome him to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here today. What are you saying, Paul Mitchell, to undecided voters to try to persuade them to reject Proposal 1? There seems to be fewer undecided voters, first of all, but if you were to encounter the theoretical undecided voter, what would you say to them to try to vote this down?
Well, I think first we want to encourage everyone to vote because this is the largest tax increase in 50 years in Michigan, and it's a critical issue. Our roads and infrastructure, no one thinks our roads are great. I think our roads need to be fixed. The question is how we pay for them and how much it costs us. And that's why I think we need to say no on Proposal 1. It's a $2 billion tax hit in our Constitution forever. The one thing that's guaranteed about Proposal 1 is you and I and all the families in Michigan will pay more in taxes, $2 billion more in taxes forever, of which only 60% eventually gets spent on transportation, not just our roads. Listen to the nuances of what they say. We'll spend it on transportation. Only 79 cents for every dollar gets spent on our roads and bridges. Then the remainder of the money gets spent on a variety of other things. The $740 million, $750 million will be spent on a variety of other things under Proposal 1. What the voters are saying and what you're seeing in terms of the polling and what I'm hearing from town halls is that give us a simple proposal that just talks about fixing our roads and bridges. Tell us what you think it's going to cost, how it is you try to save money in the state budget, and we'll look at something. But this doesn't do it.
If there were a measure on the table to increase the sales tax by a penny, but all of the revenue went for roads and bridges, would you vote for that?
Well, that's another one of those
theoretical question, but I think it gets to the heart maybe of where you're at on this.
I think it starts at the wrong point. And unfortunately, we talked about it a little earlier, it's a problem with government. When they identify a problem, the first thing they want to do is then spend money rather than identify how to be more efficient, out of what the problem is. The first thing that the legislature, the government needs to do here is look at how we're spending money currently. I don't believe most of the voters believe we're spending all the money as efficiently and effectively as we should. Then are we spending money along the lines of what the priorities of the voters are? Those first two things have to be done before we ever talk about just increasing taxes. One of the things that offends people about Proposal 1 is you want to fix the roads, we want $2 billion, and eventually we'll spend $1.2 billion on the roads, but we've got to spend $740, $750 million on all kinds of other things, and people are saying why. It doesn't make sense to them.
But if a 1 cent increase in the sales tax went and all of the revenue went to roads, would you get behind that?
I don't support any tax increase until we do step one and step two. Are we using the money efficiently, and are we doing that in keeping with the priorities of the voters? That has to be demonstrated. It hasn't been, and until that is, I don't support just going to a tax increase. That's unfortunately the answer frequently is just increase the taxes. We need to recognize that Michigan's general fund, general purpose budget is up $1.4 billion a year over what it was 10 years ago. They have more money. They're getting more money. It's not that we're stuck in this place that they're out of money. It's how they're spending it. Show us how you're spending the money currently.
One of your key criticisms has been, as you've already pointed out, that this measure would be a $700 million special interest deal. Former Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville responded to that a couple of weeks ago on public TV's Off the Record. Let's listen to what he said.
Do you consider roads to be a special interest? I don't think so. Do you think schools to be a special interest? I don't think so. Do you think low-income people are a special interest? I don't think so. It's not a bunch of lobbyists and people making money off it. There are needs in Michigan that need to be addressed.
So obviously, former Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville feels that, you know, roads are definitely a critical need, but there are other critical needs as well, which Proposal 1 addresses.
Well, there are a variety of needs in the state, and if in fact Those things need to be addressed, and they should be addressed through a debate and discussion under the light of day, and not proposals that come out of lawmakers' drawers in the middle of the night overnight. This started out as a roads package. It was a discussion about the roads. You'll note transportation, not the roads. It morphed overnight, the night of December 18th, the morning of December 19th, into what I call a Christmas tree or the partridge in a pear tree proposal. It wasn't that there was a consideration of we want more money to put in our classrooms, so we're going to put more money in this bill. That wasn't the discussion. They talk about, the Yes campaign talks about how this guarantees money to protect our teachers, police, and fire. The reality is the money that they're talking about education goes into school aid fund and can be spent in a variety of ways. There's no guarantee in that language, in those 46,000 words, that guarantees that money is going to be spent on peer pupil funding. It could be spent on teacher retirement, implementing Common Core, pick whatever it is you don't like. It could be spent on that. There's nothing that guarantees that money that's going to municipalities will be spent on police and fire. My oldest son's a police officer. I'd love to, his job security and his safety matters to me personally. But the reality is that money doesn't guarantee his job or any other police or fireman's job.
Paul Mitchell heads the organization Say No to Higher Taxes. They are urging a no vote on Proposal 1 this next Tuesday. The governor has said many times that the longer we wait, the more expensive it will be to repair the roads whenever we get around to it. Do you generally agree with that, and does that argument carry any weight with you?
I do agree with that, absolutely. The longer we wait is a problem. We've been neglecting our infrastructure and roads for easily 15 years, maybe longer. I mean, that's a debate we could have. It doesn't matter much, I guess. It does get worse. The problem becomes an issue. The reality is given that concern, why are we not spending more money into Proposal 1 year one on our roads than just $400 million? We have to recognize Proposal 1 means that we only spend 25% of that total package of $2 billion on fixing our roads year one. Year two, that number goes up. Again, if in fact the roads are a critical issue, that it gets worse if we don't invest in them, that in fact our safety is at risk, we should spend every dime we get our hands on the roads. This proposal doesn't do that either.
You've complained that this is regressive as well, a regressive tax.
Well, I went to school here at Michigan State, James Madison College here, and I took a dual program with economics and public policy here. A sales tax is almost inherently a regressive tax, even when you exempt things like food products or food ingredients and medications. It's regressive. It does hit working class and poor people more heavily than it does folks that are higher income. Now, their expansion of the earned income tax credit does offset some of that impact through some level of the earned income tax ineligibility. It
doesn't fully soften it, though, a little bit for you?
It softens it, but it doesn't fix it. And again, the way I describe it is, why should we sign on to a crummy proposal that has all kinds of problems? For example, the way it's written, the deduction that we enjoy on our federal income taxes for our registration taxes we pay every year will no longer be possible. And we will pay the federal government $100 million in additional taxes on our federal tax returns so we can invest in our roads. Now, I will say, in the interest of honesty, that the Yes folks have said, well, they'll fix that in the new legislature. You know, I'll go with the saying, the check's in the mail. Too many promises, we'll fix things.
Are you in the no plan B camp? I mean, do you feel there is no plan B, or are there proposals in play here that you think are viable?
Well, I think that first we have to recognize that May 5th, the voters only get to determine whether or not Proposal 1 is an effective response to the problem. We don't get to go to the ballot box with you're here at Michigan State with a blue book and write an essay and they pick the best one and that's going to be our new plan. We don't get to do that. Just determine whether Proposal 1 meets our expectations or meets the needs or not. And I think we're seeing that it doesn't. I clearly believe it doesn't.
But can you look forward here? I mean, the polling would suggest this thing is going down. I mean, the front page of the Free Press today, latest Epic MRA poll, 29% yes. 29% yes.
Well, I agree with the governor who stated yesterday that at this point in time, we're only dealing with the thing that's on the ballot on Tuesday, and that's his quote. Let's just deal with that over the next few days.
Are you looking ahead at all, though?
Well, other groups have looked ahead. I think there's legislators have already come out with a variety of plans. Even the speaker said that should Proposal 1 fail, that in fact their job will be to address it. That was in the paper today. I think there are people recognize that if it fails, they'll move forward. So I think we need to move forward on that. I know that if the legislature fails to address it, there have been a variety of groups that said they'll move forward with Citizens Initiative. We'll see whether or not some of those groups do move forward.
Where do you think there are there state dollars being spent now that should be freed up to fix Michigan roads? I guess this gets back to whether or not you think a tax increase is really ultimately necessary. That if you're against a tax increase, if that's just like a last resort, are there dollars in the state budget already that should be freed up to address the roads and bridges?
No, just to understand first before about last resort. First, if you go through the first two steps and you can demonstrate to the voters you're using the money efficiently, then you can talk about tax increases. It's not like, you know, the world's falling apart. Just do that part first. In terms of areas that money can be saved, let's give a simple example, which is 25% of the earnings from the DNR trust fund must be spent every year to acquire land. And yes, it's a constitutional issue, but we're modifying
that for us again.
Now.
Repeat that for us again, just so we know what we're talking about.
25% of the earnings from the DNR trust fund must be spent every year to acquire land. Now, to be honest with you, I think the estimate is right now between state and federal government that 25% of the land in the state is owned by it's not that we don't want to have state parks. This isn't for maintenance. This is
to acquire private land?
To buy land. There's a variety of dedicated funds. The Mackinac Center came up with a whole study in terms of ways that the state government could cut state budget expenses. That, to be honest with you, have been largely ignored. Let's talk about the film tax credits. Some people say, well, it's only $50 million. You put enough of those together and it's real money. It's $50 million we're currently subsidizing to the film industry to theoretically create jobs. And there's been numerous studies that said at best it creates some part-time jobs. Why are we continuing to do that? Why are we continuing to have a debate about that rather than say, hey, you know what? That $50 million can go on the roads, and it costs about $1 million a mile to replace the road. So we've got 50 miles of roads here. It's a small piece, but piece by piece, they need to put it together or make the effort to put it together.
Now, Representative Lucido has a idea that he put on the table, tapping into the Catastrophic Claims Fund, which is something else that's been in the news a lot.
Oh, that's a whole discussion.
Does that have legs? Does an idea like that have legs? Have you looked at that?
I have not gone into it in detail. I think there's at least four proposals in the House, four different ideas in the House. Senator Colbeck has a series of proposals he's put forward. There are some people that have come up with ideas that need to be discussed. Anyone singularly may not be the best answer. But you have to remember, in December, the House had a proposal that was to raise $600 or $700 million exclusively for our roads. It didn't go in the transportation fund. The Senate version was a $1.2 billion increase in the gas tax to go through transportation. It was just to address transportation at that point. They went to conference committee to compromise, and the compromise turned out to be $2 billion, 58% higher, and they threw all this other stuff in there. I mean, that's not much of a compromise where I'm from.
Philosophically, Paul Mitchell, when is a tax increase justified? When you've explored every other option.
You've gone through the process of you've analyzed how you're currently spending the money, and as much as you can, you make sure it's efficient. You're not going to make sure every dime is spent efficiently, but you make sure you're efficiently spending the money, that you're not wasting money on things that aren't necessary. Second of which is you're looking at the priorities of the voters, and we're doing the things the voters want us to do that is key to the function of state government. If that can't get the job done, now you talk about we need more money. And when we do that, we need money. We tell the voters we need money to do this. This is the amount of money. This is what it will do. You don't put out a proposal that raises four different taxes, that puts money through this whole mechanism. As you see from the polls, the voters are confused, and justifiably. It's 46,000 words, 10 bills, and a joint resolution to get this done.
Are you confident this will go down? I mean, the numbers clearly appear to be on your side.
Well, I mean, we're pleased that the numbers show that the message is getting out. As they say, it's not over till it's over. And the only way for the voters to send a message to Lansing, what they expect from our leaders, is to go to the polls on Tuesday. I go to the polls and vote no and say, this package doesn't meet expectations. This package doesn't do it. We expect you to just fix our roads.
Totally different subject to close on here. We got just a few seconds. What kind of job do you think Congressman Molinar is doing here in the early going?
I think Congressman Molinar is doing a fine job. He's a freshman congressman. You got to get started and get your legs under you, but he's represented the district well. Congressman Molinar is a good guy. We disagreed on some policy areas when I ran in the primary. But as I said at the time, I supported the Republican ticket. I continue to, and I support John.
Paul Mitchell heads the organization Say No to Higher Taxes. On Tuesday, Michigan voters will decide whether or not to increase the state sales tax by a penny. Much of that would go to roads, but a lot of it would go elsewhere as well. Paul Mitchell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.